Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Chris Singleton. We appreciate you being here. 3 hours, put your seatbelt on. Just tighten that seatbelt as tight as you can because we're going to be cruising fast. Hour three, we like to do like the speed dating. You know, have you ever done that speed dating? I haven't, but it's like speed, you know, cases. We got to go. We got to hit through some cases. Usually, second half of the hour, we're going to start flying through cases, and at the end, we're going to be doing a thing that most people love, and that is our quick takes. Which means we know you listen for 3 hours, and you're not going to remember everything, but we just want you to take a quick little thing with you for the rest of the week, and we'll do a quick take, Todd and I, and who knows what we're going to talk about. If you want to call in, you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, so if you're hearing a rerun on Sunday or Monday or whatever day, don't call in because we're not going to answer the phone, okay? So that's we love hearing from you, and you don't even have to get on the air. If you just have a comment, go ahead and bring a comment up to Chris. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. And again, do not set your bars high, because even though this is the most exciting and entertaining show on earth, it's definitely only sometimes informative, okay? And usually it's informative just a little bit of time. The important thing is you got to seek counsel and don't listen to us, because we're just talking about general topics of law. The only time you really want to use what we say is what, Todd? When's the only time that we recommend you use Radio Law Talk as the definitive authority? One time and one time only.
Let me check the checklist. On a date, no. In court, no. At the family dinner, yes. When you are at family dinner and everybody's talking about, they say.
In-laws.
In-laws. Oh, well, we heard about this and this. That's when you can just, you know, trot out the, well, I heard on Radio Law Talk that, well, Todd and Fred and Denise said,
and the producer said,
yeah, go ahead and quote us to your heart's content.
Throw it out.
Yes.
I'm sure some judges would love to quote us, but they probably don't. So
that's right.
But that's the only time to do that. We're going to talk about, Ed Sheeran's case, where there's lawsuits concerning one of his songs. But we already talked about that. We're not going to get back into that, but we want to bring up the old lawsuit and discuss it. As soon as we're done with the case or no case, about Stairway to Heaven and Taurus, the name of the band that had a song called Spirit, that doggone it is exactly, in my opinion, sounds like Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven at the beginning. And there's some interesting things, and we're not going to get into it deep because we've already talked about it. You can go to RadioLawTalk.com and type in Led Zeppelin, Spirit, or T-A-U-R-U-S, Taurus, and it'll take you to our podcast when it goes back 5 years when we talked about it. And that's the best way to do that. We're going to let you listen to them, and you be the judge and jury to determine whether or not Led Zeppelin actually took the Spirit song and used it for Stairway to Heaven. By the way, the courts have already decided, and we'll tell you what the courts decided. Yeah. And this was quite some time ago. We're also going to talk about a teacher in Virginia that was shot by a six-year-old. She's bringing a $40 million lawsuit. We're going to talk to you about the latest of that. An Iowa agent that is an insurance agent allegedly defrauds some elderly. I want to bring that up because of some situations that I've seen as an attorney. And talk about these warning signs. And then these dang baker lawsuits. Like, as in, if you bake cakes, it seems like you're suing all the time, or someone's suing you, or something's occurring concerning a religious issue. And there is one going on in Colorado again. We're going to talk about that. And then the Masterson case is back on, or possibly back going again. We're going to talk about that. Whew, we got a lot to talk about. And there's about five or six other cases we're going to talk about. It depends upon the time. So without further ado, let's roll the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Okie dokie. Zed Hawkins is a man with a savory past. He had convictions for narcotics violations, manufacturing, sales, and ghost gun possession. Zed had a storage unit in Yucaipa, California. Inside, a lot of the remnants of Zed's past were contained. Drug-making glassware, gun parts, and so forth. One day, the Yucaipa police were going to their department locker in the storage unit to get their SWAT vests for training. They had a locker in the same same facility. And they saw Zed's storage unit open, and a policeman stopped, stayed outside, and began to look around without Zed's permission. To make a long story short, Hawkins was arrested and asked to have the evidence against him dismissed, as it was obtained without a warrant or probable cause. Was the warrant dismissed? Why or why not?
Oh, I start off that one. That's the easiest one in the world. It's actually so easy that I'm worried about it, because I have to do the Cal Psyche, right? So the this is what I think the answer is. And don't forget, Todd's a former prosecutor for district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California, and a former public defender. So he knows this stuff. But I'm stupid enough to know one thing about criminal law, and that is that locker is like that guy's home or his private, not residence, but his private property. The thing I didn't catch, and I don't understand and know, is the fact that it was open and they were able to see in it. Now, whether they can go in it, I don't think they can.
I'm assuming that he was there doing some work.
No.
Could we have it just, could you read that part again, what was found where? This might help both of us. Just
okay.
Okay, they stopped and stayed outside. They just found all the stuff in there, gun parts, drug-making paraphernalia.
Where was the locker?
In Yucaipa, California.
I mean, was it in his residence? Is his
at a storage facility.
And was the storage locker open or closed?
Open.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So it was at like, I'm not saying, you know, like Life Storage, you know, it was at a storage company. And they happened to, I could just see the cops looking at stuff, and the guy went out to go to the bathroom and was probably there, you know, working in his there doing something, and left it open, and the cops pulled up and said, well, look inside there. Now, the answer is no, they cannot go in and do anything in there because without a warrant, because that's his private property. Now, what throws it for me is the roll-up door that is rolled up, and they see it as they walk by, and is there, quote, probable cause to jump in there and look and see what's going on. I'm still saying no. I'm saying it's a case, and the drug dealer wins.
Okay. Fred says that the warrant is, or the case is dropped against him, huh?
Okay, and the cop?
No, the case is not necessarily dropped, but at least, well, probably would be dropped because all the evidence that they gathered was inadmissible.
All right, so the drug manufacturer wins this one, according to Fred.
He does.
And they never applied for a warrant.
No, they were just there to get their SWAT vest from there. The police had a storage locker in the same facility, and they were just showing up to pick up their SWAT vests.
Okay. I'll tell you what I can do. I can tell you really quickly that, well, I'm going to do an analysis, and because we're coming up on a break, I probably have to wait for that.
Don't we got time?
I don't think I can get through that in less than 30 seconds.
Oh, you're right. Man, it's flying
so,
by.
But I will tell you, foreshadowing, there's the doctrine of plain view, but what does that allow officers to do if something mm-hmm. is in plain view? I did not mean to rhyme that, but that's where I'm headed.
Todd, I would listen to Todd, whatever he says, because I'm the personal injurer, and he's the former prosecutor dudes and public defender. So we'll be back after this, but I still think I'm right.
We'll be right back. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Can't wait to hear the
pontifications.
Pontifications, but the winner chicken dinner on this one for hopefully me. Go ahead.
All right. So the the long and short of it is the police are at a storage unit to pick up a SWAT vest from a locker they have at this at a storage unit while they're there. They pass by an open storage unit, and they see this contraband inside the open storage unit and arrest the owner of that storage unit.
Correct, and okay. he wants all that evidence tossed.
All right, and the answer, in my opinion, is that he is going to lose, and law enforcement was fine, and here's why.
Okay.
So there's a thing called plain view. Things in plain view that you can that an officer can see from the vantage point of a position that the officer is lawfully in. The officer was lawfully in the storage facility area because they had a storage locker there. So from the vantage point of the officer's lawful position, he is able to see into the storage unit through plain view and see the contraband. This gives him probable cause to place the individual under arrest. He doesn't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt, just needs probable cause to place the person under arrest. The officer can also use that same probable cause to go and get a warrant and search the storage unit and cordon off so nobody else have access to it while they are securing the warrant. If the officer did that before he got the contraband out of the storage locker, if he got a warrant, then the arrest is justified and the seizure of the items are also justified. So I am going to say that this is a case and law enforcement prevails.
Okay, now let me say, you said something there I want to clarify.
Sure.
You said, okay, it was the doctrine of the, you know, in plain sight.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't it be smarter so this fight doesn't come up? Like you said, the whole thing as a prosecutor learn, just because you may, you know, be a, it may be something that's a good argument, will it cause it to an appeal? And not only that, you might lose on appeal. Would you think that the smartest thing for them to have done, if this occurred, if this is a real case, would be to stand there and go get a warrant really quick and not let anybody in or touch anything, and then once they got the warrant, then go in, instead of just going in right away to see what they saw?
Yes. I mean, look. Once they see what they saw, I got no problem with them placing the guy under arrest, right? The question is whether or not they can go into the storage unit and retrieve the stuff. They should have gotten a warrant to retrieve the stuff, and my understanding was we don't know what they did as far as getting a warrant before they took the item.
No, they went in.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what they did or if they even retrieved the items at that point. If they got a warrant, they're fine. As for the arrest, that guy's out of luck.
I think they didn't get a warrant. The way it reads, and again, this is Cal, and Chris is just reading what Cal. The way it reads is they saw it, they went in there, they grabbed it. They didn't go get a warrant.
Yeah, I still think that.
Okay.
I'm going to say case, and again, law enforcement prevails.
Right.
The evidence does not get suppressed. And if that turns out not to be the case, then I got a bone to pick with the way Cal writes this stuff.
All right, Chris. That's what I think. Because don't forget, I'm thinking that the way he read it was, it was pretty clear. They saw it. It was open. He walked in and grabbed it. And read it again really quick, just that part, if you can find that part.
Sure. They were getting their SWAT vest for training from their personal locker, and then they saw Zed's storage unit open, and a policeman stopped, stayed outside, and began to look around without Zed's permission. To make a long story short, Hawkins was arrested, and he asked to have the evidence against him dismissed.
Oh, it didn't say they went in?
Stopped and stayed outside?
And looked around in the storage unit.
Okay.
Okay, so they stayed outside and didn't look in.
And arrested him.
Okay, I got to change. The police went on that one.
Yeah, and what is Zed trying to do? Is he trying to have the evidence and the...
He's trying to have the evidence against him dismissed because of the way they found it.
Right.
Okay.
No, I got to change mine. So you're right, Todd. The cops did it right. I thought the cops walked in and started grabbing stuff in there.
I'm gonna rue the day since you're changing it to where you agree with me, right?
Well, yeah, I have to because I'm
changing.
Okay.
I'm going to change mine. This is an absolute, complete, possibly a scenario. But no case. Because of the way Cal worded it, this is no case.
So you're both the flip-flop.
We're flip-flopping. Okay. He's going no case. I'm saying case, and the police win. Go ahead.
I'll tell you one of you is right. And...
right.
That's right.
Yeah. You change your mind. You know the rule. Never go away from your gut.
Well, it's because of the lack of information about how, what is it that was trying to be seized and how did they get it? The scenario never says how they got the information. He said he looked around, but at some point in time to convict somebody, you're going to have to seize the paraphernalia and the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have plain view, you got to get a warrant to go ahead and secure it.
And there's nothing in this description saying that they didn't just arrest him and go get a warrant and then come back.
What does it say at the end? Does it just say this is what happened? What does he say?
It just says that he was arrested there on the spot and he asked to have the evidence against him dismissed.
Okay, then what? Then he said
as it was obtained
answer?
Without a warrant or probable cause. It was a case. Mr. Hawkins loses, and
nice.
He was convicted, and his civil case flopped.
Wow,
interesting. All right,
I think it's Cal's neighbor this happened to. Chris, you know the neighborhood. It's probably one of the neighbors, right?
You've had a productive day.
I have
six
got
points.
6 points. That's exactly right. And with that, we've ended case or no case for the week, right? For the week, and we'll start next. All right, let's talk about. Okay, we're going to jump to Ed Sheeran really quick. We already talked about the Ed Sheeran case, where it's "Let's Get It On" is Marvin Gaye's soul song, and Ed Sheeran's song is "Think Out Loud." So, are we already going out?
Yep.
All right, let's go out. When we come back, we will talk about "Stairway to Heaven." And whether or not the song called Spirit, the song, is the same. We'll be back.
Episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
I'm going to quit.
Quack, quack. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty, gonna get my car suds in the quick, quack, car wash. It's the quick, quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of law, washing your car at the quick, quack, car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick, quack, spruce her up. Just like that, you'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was at the quick whack. Car wash, it on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick whack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck. Get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack. Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
USA.
USA News update. There's a manhunt underway in Texas after a gunman killed five of his neighbors in a house north of Houston. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, could, do you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
The suspect, who was reportedly a Mexican national, is considered armed and dangerous. The South is in the path of more severe weather this weekend. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Texas to Florida, containing strong winds, heavy rains, hail, and flooding. Climate change activists plan to protest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, where President Joe Biden is set to speak. Climate Defiance plans to blockade the area in an effort to hold Biden accountable for what they say was a campaign promise to end fossil fuel extraction on public lands. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
All right, so we're talking about the Stairway to Heaven. We already did this quite some time ago in our on our show, but we want you to listen to the difference between Spirit, the Spirit song, and Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. And you tell us at 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234, if you think, or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, if you think Stairway to Heaven and the Spirit song are the same. So let's do Stairway to Heaven first.
Stairway first?
Yep,
all right.
Stairway first. If you don't know this sound, this song, you're living under a rock. This is the opening to Stairway to Heaven. All right, pause that. Now let's go to the song Spirit by the band by the name of...
No, the band is Spirit. The song's called Taurus.
Okay, I thought it was right, vice versa. Yeah. Okay, the band Spirit, Taurus is the song. Got it.
So
okay.
I queued it up to the part where the actual intro goes.
All right, here's the intro to the song Taurus by the band Spirit. This is the first time you've heard this song.
It
right?
is, yeah, it is.
And you tell us as the listen.
Yeah,
you think, Chris?
I mean, it certainly was an inspiration.
I was going to say, and don't forget, they said that Page had this actual album in his apartment or where he lived before he did Stairway to Heaven.
That's not a good sign.
So here's the thing.
Ready now, for this? Now ready for this.
Let's take a look at this. At trial, Led Zeppelin won. Led Zeppelin beat the copyright claim at trial. On appeal, the appellate panel said that the court made erroneous jury instruction rulings and remanded it to trial for further proceedings. Both sides appealed that ruling to the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that said, not a copyright infringement, punted it, done. U.S. Supreme Court declined to take it up, so that case is done.
Wow.
And here is the kicker. When Spirit copyrighted Taurus, that was written back in the 60s, the copyright law was that you had to file the sheet music for the song. Their copyright that they filed did not include that intro that you just played.
Oh, wow.
It only included the melody, the chorus, and everything after the intro. And because it was a pre-1973 issue, the jury was not allowed to hear the recordings of either song because it's not relevant in a copyright claim for pre-1973 copyright. Doesn't matter what the recording is. We're looking at sheet music. And the jury never heard the intro and similarities thereto.
Okay, I mean, the notes are a little different as they go along, but it sounds exactly the same.
It does. In a copyright claim today, Ed Sheeran's trial right now, they're playing the music, right? But in this trial, they didn't play the recordings.
Wow.
The jury was allowed to hear professional musicians come in and play the sheet music that was placed in front of them, but none of the sheet music included that intro.
Wow.
Because they didn't copyright it.
Huh.
Ready for this, Chris? And those of you listening out in radio world, just think that they won. If they said, this is our song, Stairway to Heaven has brought in approximately, in royalties, $562 million.
I believe it. Yeah.
Now, can you see the guy going, doggone it?
Now here's the one thing that bugs me about this particular copyright claim for Led Zeppelin. So it wasn't brought by the writer of the song. It wasn't brought by the guy who wrote Taurus. It was brought by the executor of his estate long after. This dude was alive during the entire time that Stairway to Heaven. He was alive when it was released. He was alive when it hit its peak in popularity, being played on all the radio stations. He was alive. The guy who wrote it, that held the copyright claim for the song Taurus, never filed a lawsuit. Lawsuit doesn't get filed till after he dies. That lawsuit, I mean, Stairway to Heaven was released in 1972. This lawsuit occurred in 2019. It was ultimately decided in 19. It was heard in 2016. But, I mean, to a certain extent, it's like, if the dude that wrote the song who had the copyright didn't sue for copyright infringement, at some point, just let it go. But, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
There we go. Speaking of which, look, I'm going to turn this one over to Todd. And, Todd, you be very delicate with this one.
Really? Okay.
Because this individual looks so similar to Tommy Shaw of Styx. And Tommy Shaw is a handsome man. It's not Tommy Shaw. It's nothing to do with it. But doggone it. If you want to look up the name Jacob Meyer, or it's that's how they pronounce it in Europe, Meijer, what is so interesting about this individual? And again, this is not Tommy Shaw, but I'm telling you, if you look at him, I was like, oh my gosh, look alike.
You know, in life, you're going to come across some people who are what I like to term givers. They help people that need help with things that they can't do on their own or would not be happy with the results. And that is the case with this individual. What was his name, Fred?
Jacob Meyer.
Jacob Meyer, who was subject to the jurisdiction of Dutch courts specifically because At least 550 children had been fathered by him in the Netherlands due to his prolific donation of sperm to various sperm banks. Notwithstanding the fact that Dutch guidelines limits such donations to the extent that any single individual cannot, by law, produce more than 25 children with 12 different mothers. Clearly, he had gone above and beyond that mandate. And look, I get why. If people come in and they decide that, look, we want to have a donation, they want to know what the donor looks like. And if they were shown this guy's picture, he's a good-looking guy.
Chris, look it up. Jacob, M-E-I-J-E-R. You tell us if it looks like Tommy Shaw. Keep going.
I mean, it just really does. But, you know, Styx has a song that might apply here. If you have that queued up there, Chris. But, I mean... I don't even want to. The imagery that song just sounds right now.
Keep going about the case.
So anyway,
keep going. Keep running the music.
There was an injunction filed, a lawsuit filed against him, and the result of that, there was a temporary ban on him to be able to donate. Then that was removed. But this last week, the judge said, nope. You are banned from donating any further, and in fact, if you do, you owe $110,000 to each of the current plaintiffs. And
that's too much time on my hands.
I don't know.
That's the two you can start.
It looks exactly like him, by the way.
He does.
That is like if someone said this is Tommy Shaw, I would go, oh yeah, that's great, that's Tommy Shaw, awesome.
But I get, and because of that, I get why people would be looking, saying, yeah, we'll have that guy be the father of our child. Our kids are
He's a handsome
great.
Guy. That's handsome guy. Woman.
It's just that...
Nobody ever asked for you or I to do it.
All I'm going to say is that depending on how long he's been donating, if it's been for the last, let's say the last 5 years, well, in the next 15 to 20 years, it may behoove a lot of folks that were born in and never left the Netherlands when they think they meet that special person to have a test done to make sure that, well, they ain't related.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm trying to look him up on Instagram and stuff. But anyway, we'll do that later. There we go. We just rolled right into that one. That was an awesome one. Radio Law Talk, isn't this fun? Isn't this a blast? So this is no fun. This is a Virginia school teacher is shot by a six-year-old. We went over this last week. But the reason we're bringing it up again is this gal brought a $40 million lawsuit. And the school is coming in and saying, no, you can't sue us as a school because your remedy in Virginia is you have a workers' comp claim. And you cannot bring any other, suit, other than a workers' comp claim. And they're asking the courts to throw it out. Now, let me tell you, every state's different. Let me, example, Illinois. California is very similar. You cannot sue your employer, generally speaking, for anything other than workers' comp if you were injured on the job. A lot of times this happens when you're driving a company car and someone runs into you, you're on the job, so you can make a workers' comp claim. The only exception to make a claim outside workers' comp against your employer is if, number one, there's a defective, something that was defective, toxic substance. This is just Illinois as an example. Or an egregious act by your employer. The other thing.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're BizToCredit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
I want to jump into, we're just jumping around here to the Colorado Baker that has lost their appeal over. Now, this is the famous Colorado Bakery. I actually looked it up, and they have actually shirts and T-shirts and have become famous for the bakery that was the one that won the case, or partially, it was a partial win, that said that he refused to do a gay wedding cake, and so they held it as a religious right, and it was against his religion, and so it's his religious right that he didn't have to. Now, as Todd and I were talking during the break, I'm sure those who are opposing him are now sending people in there to do more and more different things to try to catch this cake maker in Colorado. And the latest, I'm going to say, is a transgender person came in and asked for a cake and wanted to celebrate her transition from male to female, but didn't say anything about that first, and the cake only is basically pink and blue. That's it.
Yes.
Pink and blue. And then mentions that, this is my, my party to express my change from, I don't know, what did I say, female to male or male to female?
Male to female.
Male to female. At which time the cake baker said, no, I'm not going to do it because that's against my religious freedom. Well, the appellate court, and again, this is the appellate court now, has refused to side on the cake maker because the cake maker was probably thinking, okay, this happened before. But the reason is, and to tell you the truth, as we stay politically neutral, I agree with the appellate court, and so does Todd. We both agree that, because don't forget, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. There's nothing about a pink and a blue cake that is artistic, that is as religious, but is a religious issue.
In the case of the cake with the gay wedding that the baker didn't want to make, I mean, a lot of that had to do with what was going to be placed on the cake.
Male and
the
male.
The male and the male and all that kind of stuff. This is just a pink and a blue cake that the baker would have made for anyone with those colors, and only refused once he found out what the cake was going to be used for. It didn't require him to alter anything that he was doing to make the cake, not put any different names or anything on it. Well, you know,
what about one that says comes in and says, okay, I'm going to have a cake that, you know, I want a pink and a purple for the purpose of cheating on my wife, and I'm going to give this to my new girlfriend for cheating on my wife, you know?
Yeah, that was the question that I had, you know, how consistent are people with the religious beliefs, you know? do you really think that every cookie that you sell or every confection that you want sent is being sent to the lawfully wedded other party, you know, that something is not being sent to, you know, if you're a florist, do you really think those dozen roses are all going to the spouse of the individual and not the
well, no, you have to investigate it, Todd, and ask.
Yes.
So I think that this cake baker kind of took it too far.
Yeah.
And I think about, just think of him and his religion. Think of he and his religion. And if he walked into a cake company and he said, I'm a Christian and my beliefs are this, and this is my religious belief, and the individual that had that cake company was not Christian, say it was Muslim, and didn't believe that, and says, well, I'm not going to serve you because of that. I mean, oh, and by the way, I'm just asking for a white cake with some chocolate frosting. No, I'm not going to serve it because you're going to take it to a Christian. You know, that's the same basic scenario, and you don't want that. So I think this one's going too far. I think the appellate court was correct, and I think no matter what, even the Supreme Court, they're going to say, hey, whether they're transgender or not, you do. Now, if he had to make a cake, according to the prior case held on the gay couple, and they, you know, putting, you know, writing stuff on it about transgender and putting, you know, a transgender forum on or whatever, then I think this cake maker would win. But just asking for a dang cake with different colors, but you know what? I think, again, I'm just generally talking, I think they set him up for this. I think it's, you know, okay, you're not going to do this. We're gonna come in and order more cakes in this manner. So anyway, Pellet Court is telling the baker you gotta serve transgenders because you cannot discriminate against sexual yeah. orientation.
Fred, there's one case you've been talking about.
I have.
We want to get to. That's the Iowa. What is this? Iowa agent and
you do that. You start that out. You start it out.
So there's an Iowa insurance agent selling life insurance policies to the elderly, and the guy's been indicted. Well, I'll set this up, and then Fred can fill in the gaps. He's been indicted now because, well, the products that he was selling under the guise of insurance and how the money was being used didn't necessarily go to or apply to what he was selling, and there might have been some allegations of misuse for personal use of the funds received, and it's bad if somebody does this at all, but it's exacerbated if it's the elderly that are the victims here, and there's been an indictment now handed down against him. Is that right?
Yeah, so the thing I always say is you got to be careful because even the individuals that are, I'm going to say, bright and above board and are smart. My father was a very, very savvy person. He was a police officer. I mean, he saw through people. But as he got older, the person who did his or handled his retirement funds and all of his investment funds, a new guy came in and actually started manipulating my father. Oh, let me take you to the Bay Area. I want you to go to San Francisco and we'll take you and your wife and then, oh, I want you to invest in this and take the money out of this and do this and that. Oh, and he said he was from Harvard, by the way. He was a Harvard grad.
That should have been the dead giveaway.
Well, guess what? Unfortunately, he didn't know that this guy had a bunch of lawyers as sons, and we caught this guy trying to scam my dad and actually scammed about 80-some-odd thousand out of him. And sure enough, we came after that company. I'm saying, we're coming after you. And they reeled back, and they paid the money back to my father. But the point is you got to be very careful with your elderly family members, and then we'll go from there. All right, we appreciate you being here. This was, again, Pacific time, 9 to noon every single Saturday, but we're going to do a quick take. Todd, do you have your quick take?
Yeah, just a call this a public service announcement. If you have a loved one that dies on a cruise, by all means, do not select the keep them in the drink cooler option. It just doesn't work out well.
Nice. I say when you're in your band, like I was early on in my teens, our band, and if we're going to make something as famous as Stairway to Heaven, an introduction, make sure you do the absolute copyright to the introduction. The problem with our introductions, it would be an argument introduction. So that's what our introductions were when we played in the band. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Chris, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.